chivalry. So it's really he expanded the Meir Yeshiva and built all types of buildings. He traveled the world constantly to raise money for the yeshiva. He's a chirum and yeshiva. He is Mechayev, the holder. What person could say that he can't do whatever? Each person according to what he, according to his circumstances. What person could say he doesn't have the ability, the physical abilities to do something for Klal Yisrael? If he could do for Klal Yisrael, then any person that's walking around could do something for Klal Yisrael. I mean, he was so severely limited physically, and he just worked straight through it. It's not shaykh to imagine. So the Gemara is a Shiloh, it's the starting point. The Kufa mit Beis, Sechta Psochem. Bin Ayodom Shekitshu, Oysum Bin Ayodom Shekitshu Vaveis HaKnesses. Those people that heard Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. So, what happened? Did they accomplish anything? Is Omar Rav Yidayayin lo Yotzim, Yidayay Kiddush Yotzim. The Birchas Hayayin, they have to make a new Birchas Hayayin when they go home. They want to drink wine with the meal. But Kiddush Nebu Yotzim. Kiddush Nebu Yotzim. Shmuel Omar, Af Yidayay Kiddush lo Yotzim. Not only is it of no avail for the brocha, Rav is right, but you're not yoytzi kiddush either. Ela the Rav lomalei lekedusha bebeisi. According to Rav, you were yoytzi kiddush already in shul. So what do we have to make kiddush when we go home? Heard kiddush.
Is it Friday night or Shabbos
night? Friday night.
Shabbos is only gafan.
Yeah. Kedei the Sarimar answers. Kedei the hoytzi bonu of bnei beisa. Einochanam. It's only because he has family. If he wouldn't have family, he wouldn't have to repeat kiddush. He could just wash for hamoytzi and get going. Finished. Shmuel Amos Shmuel, we have the opposite kasha. Normally, the kedusha bebe knishta. What was the point of the kiddush and the bais haknesses? What did they want for this? If all you have ultimately is you're not yaitze, so what's the point of making of some brocha that we're not yaitze with? Is lafuki orchem yidei chavosa. This was the bais haknesses harachnosus orchem. So the orchem, the ochlu v'shosu v'gonu bebe knishta. As Tosa said, conducted the Suda Shabbos in a room adjacent to the Beis HaKnesses. So they were yaitze with this Kiddush. So it's obviously Shver and Shmuel, and I don't mean to dwell on that. That's a subject for a different time. Is if the Kiddush is for Orchim, I suppose we had a Hachnosis Orchim in the Shul. Baruch Hashem, nowadays we succeed, basically we invite all the people to our homes, so we don't have to have a meal and shul for them. Somebody's around, they don't have a place, we invite. But if you will not be matzliach in that regard, so we'd have to have achnosas orchem here in the shul. Whatever, it's a kitchen, whatever, some in the aisle of the kitchen, and you would see that whoever comes is given a fed appropriately. So we have to make kiddush for those people. So how would we make kiddush for them? We'd say, listen, we give the gabbai of the suda a bottle of wine, and we say before the suda, we have somebody make kiddush. You make kiddush. Someone else make kiddush. And then the Suda will begin. You'll start then. We'll wash, and then they'll lech Mishnah, and they'll get the fish, and whatever. So if I came with a proposal that I think I want to make the Kiddush here in the Beis HaKnesses, you know, and we'll open up the doors, so downstairs they'll hear us, you know, from up here making Kiddush. So he would tell me, what in the world do you want? We're davening and we're going home. So what are you bothering us with this Kiddush for? What's it doing? Those people are eating in shul, so give the gabbah, make Kiddush for them. Well, then they're going to eat. Right now we didn't say Aleinu yet. So come on, let's say Aleinu, we'll say Kaddish, we'll sing Yigdal, we'll go home. And the gabbah will go downstairs with the people and I'll make Kiddush for them. So what in the world are you putting this Kiddush in the middle of the davening for? What do you want? It's a Tvarpella. So I've pointed out, I always presumed from this that there's an Inyan to make Kiddush Barab. That's what they wanted. So they brought to me from the Shilas Chubas Ozarua from Mauritian that's the way he learns in the Gemara. So Baruch Shakivant. But that's not the subject of today. The subject of today is Gemara explains why the Shmuel in fact told that only the Archim are Yotze, and we're not Yotze Kiddush. But as the Shmuel at time A, the Amar Shmuel and Kiddush shall be mokum kum suda. That the Kiddush has to take place where the suda is taking place. Now, why is that? That we need the suda taking place. So we have Rashi and Tosfos say Kiddush Parshim and time of the Kamei. In Kiddush shall be mokum suda. Tichsiv. The Karosa la Shabbos Oynek, that you should proclaim Shabbos la Oynek, a day of enjoyment. B'mokum shat akari the Shabbos, in the place where you make the proclamation of Shabbos, Kiddush is the proclamation of Shabbos, Klomar, Kriya the Kiddush, Shom Dei Oynek, there you should have the Oynek Shabbos, the Suda. U'medrash. Inam Yisvari. It's a swarm of the ikva kiddush alayayin, kiddushani lekamon. Since kiddush is supposed to be alayayin, zochrei alayayin, mistom alayayin shabbos asur the hook for the choshev. This yayin is a part and parcel of suda shabbos and suda shabbos. You know, kovei asudosu alayayin. So mistavra, if they told me to make a brocha alayayin, so mistavra they took the wine which is choshev, which is associated with the meal, not just dumb drinking. So, what's the Yisayit here, first of all? There's probably a couple of different ways to look at it. What's the Yisayit of Mokum Kriya Shom Tehei Oynek? So, we could look at it probably in a couple of different ways. We could look, the question, really, the first question that we really have to ask ourselves is that which is associated with which. We have Kiddush and Suda. And we put them together. Do we put them together for the sake of the Kiddush, or do we put them together for the sake of the Suda? What are we trying to accomplish? In other words, is it the Suda saying something about the Kiddush, or the Kiddush is saying something about the Suda? That's question number one that we have to ask ourselves. Which is which? And there, anaf kaminas halacha lemaisa, knowing the answer to that question. It's not just a theoretical question. I'll give you a very practical halacha lemaisa difference between how you look at those two possibilities. Can I make kiddush shalom b'mkom suda?
Yes.
Or since I'm not yotze kiddush, consequently, so then I violated the halacha that I drank before Kiddush. Oh no, not true. I can make Kiddush, and it's a fine Kiddush, except I have to have Kiddush from Kom Suda. So that really depends how I look at it. And I'll tell you exactly, I'll spell out the halacha lemaisa difference between the two. If the question is the simplest way to look at it, but not the only way to look at it, that the Novi, the Novi in Ishaya, is talking about the fact that Shabbos, what's the Indian the Radak says of the Suda Shabbos? Suda Shabbos differentiates Shabbos, sets Shabbos apart. It's not just Stamad Day, it's a special Suda for Shabbos that's part of making Shabbos distinct. So I can learn, very simply, that before that Suda, I make Kiddush. What is the Kiddush? By having a Kiddush is the Indian of accepting Kiddushas Hayim. But by placing it in proximity to the Suda, what am I doing? I'm saying that this is not just a party. We're not partying. I can have a party on Thursday night. I can have a party. But on Friday night, I made Kiddush before the party. It's a different party. Thursday night was a party. And this is the Shem Kiddush Shabbos. So the Kiddush, in fact, informs me of the nature of the Suda. So the Kiddush is a Kiddush in its own right. The Kiddush doesn't need Suda. It's not that the Suda supports the Kiddush, it's that the Kiddush supports the Suda. So Mamela, according to that, I could very readily say, I made Kiddush without Pumkaim Suda. And like Kiddush is a Kiddush, it's a fine Kiddush. Either is a halacha, you need Kiddush Mukkaim. Yeah. So before I make a Suda, I have to make Kiddush again. Or, I could look at it from a different standpoint. I could look at it from the standpoint that the Suda supports the Kiddush. When I say Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Katra, I'm saying Shabbos is special. Proclaiming the uniqueness of Shabbos. Good. So I can proclaim it's unique, and now I go to sleep. And therefore what? So what's unique about it? So, but the fact that I conduct the Suda, that's an expression of the uniqueness of Shabbos. So it's really to emphasize and to heighten the point of the Kiddush. The Kiddush is, Shabbos is a unique happening. If it's unique, so do something about it. I make a Suda Shabbos. That's what's unique. It shows you that this is unique. So in that regard, it strengthens the message of the Kiddush. So maybe if I don't have that, the Kiddush is worthless. With the Rabbanon, at least, it's worthless. And therefore, I'm not allowed to make such a Kiddush. What's the exactly the nafka mina?
The Rav says the Rabbanon, meaning if it's a positive, it's the Raisa.
No, either way, it's a Smestav, it's a Rabbanon. Shaila, does it come from Svara? Does it come from some type of medrash, of the, there's an idea of associating the Kriya and the Einik, but either way, I don't believe it's a Dindaraisa. I believe it's a Dindarabanan, however you slice it. I would be hard pressed to imagine it's a Dindaraisa. Oh, Aaron would remember. Maybe he'd remember. Oh, yeah, he would remember, yeah. In the Shtibel in East New York, where I davened, so on Pesach, sometime during Pesach, they'd have a Kiddush. Whether it was Shabbos or Yod Day of Yontif, but there was always a Kiddush. One day of Pesach, there was a Kiddush. But the menu was a very sparse menu. It's hard on Pesach to make a Kiddush in a shul. Because what's the standard going to be? And how you know the standard is going to be kept? So the Kiddush consisted basically of two things. Shluvavitz that they had. And eggs, hard-boiled eggs. Somebody, whatever, I guess that they held was a trustworthy person, made hard-boiled eggs, and that was the Kiddush. Shlubowitz and hard-boiled eggs. So, this was what went on in Kitna Shtibel, where I dabbled for many years. This was the norm. Rav Blau did not, when he came from Yoshul to Arshul, he didn't like it. And he told me once in the back, it's not correct, it's not Kiddush B'makom Suda, but he was not inclined to start in with them. You know, and he didn't say anything about it to the rabbi. Now it happens to be that according to Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Kiddush was 100% justified. So really it's rooted, and I think there are two shittas in the Mordechai, in Arvei Pesachim, but Rav Moshe held that you're allowed to make Kiddush even if it's Shalai B'makom Suda. You need Kiddush B'makom Suda. So you go home again, and when you go home, you make Kiddush again. But the first one is a kiddush. So mamela, I'm not eating or drinking before kiddush.
I'm not wanting them to eat the eggs?
Yeah. It's kiddush. I made kiddush already. I have to have kiddush mukayim suda. Yeah. When you go home, you make kiddush again in your house and you'll have a suda.
Even if you hold that kiddush is lacking unless it has the suda.
So that I don't know.
But it's still matzah zachila.
So that I don't know. That I don't know if that's true. I would not be so quick to. I could not prove that to you.
So if that's the case, how could you get?
Which way?
If you can say that
Kiddush Matar Zechila. Oh, you wouldn't be able to eat the egg. So this is a Shaila which was disputed both among the Rishonim and the Achronim. And it's a Shaila how you machriya. So you find in the Mishnah Brura was Machmer in the Shaila. And Rosh Feinstein itself was Meikel in the Shaila. But this is what the Shaila, I believe, reduces to. How do we look at Kiddush Mamokum Suda?
The Rav said a second tzad again.
What should you call the second tzad?
The tzad that there's something lacking in the Kiddush, unless you have the Suda with it?
Yeah, because the point of the Kiddush is to declare the uniqueness of Shabbos. So what's an expression of the uniqueness of Shabbos? I want to express how it's unique. The Radak says the Suda Shabbos is part of expressing that a Suda Shabbos, how Shabbos is unique. In fact, the Gemara says, for example, in Masechet Gittin, that there was a family who was that which was decimated. In other words, they had a klola, apparently. They were decimated. Why? Because they were a wealthy family, and basically they set the table lavishly 7 days a week. Mamela, there was no hecker of what Shabbos was. Shabbos? What was Shabbos? Different Shabbos? It's no different than Wednesday night supper and Monday night, Wednesday's lunch and Monday's lunch. They all look the same. So what did they have to do? Before, either they had to move it to a different time or change the style of the meal to make it more lavish, whatever, something. You know, Shabbos, we're going to bring, you know, the $1,000 bottles of wine to the table. Something. That's what the Radak talks about. The Suda Shabbos is part of making Shabbos unique. The statement that Shabbos is unique. So we can say that the Suda supports the Kiddush in that regard. Kiddush is a declaration. Whoa, unique. You made Kiddush and you went to sleep. So what's unique about it? Make a Suda Shabbos, a special Suda.
I thought the Radak was on the other side, but it's in both.
You can learn the Radak either way. I could learn the Radak that the Kiddush is what tells me that the Suda is L'shem Shabbos, whatever. But the idea of Suda Shabbos is to set Shabbos apart. Now, which way exactly? I can say that the Kiddush supports the Suda. The Kiddush is saying, this Suda is L'shem Shabbos.
Also, Rav Moshe, that case was in the morning, and the Gemara is only discussing it Friday night.
See, Rav Moshe held that the truth is that on Friday night it's equally true, except that they didn't want to do it b'kfiyas. In other words, to constantly do it like that, you should make Kiddush and then make Kiddush again, whatever, they didn't want to be koveya such a minik. That's why they had, you know, a cotton drink in the Beis HaKnesses, you know, that was, you know, all right, they didn't want this to be the everyday practice there, especially Friday night, you're going to make Kiddush two times, an extra bracha, whatever. They didn't want it. But Be'etzem,
one can do.
Yes, Be'etzem, yeah, he said he held Friday night, it was no good, it worked.
Kiddush Mokum Suda is a separate idea from Kiddush Matring you to eat?
Yes, yes. That's what Rav Moshe held. And I believe, I did not look back today, I believe that in the Mordechai, in Arei Psochem, there are two shittas in this. It's a shayla about the hachros.
So when we have Kiddush in Shul, we go home, are we eating a third Suda already?
Well, no, it's a different, we'll come to this in a minute. Okay. We'll come to this in a minute. Let's start with the Vilna Goyen. The Vilna Gaon was, in this halacha, very machmer. What do I mean he was very machmer? The Vilna Gaon held that the only Kiddush B'Mokum Suda is you wash and you make hamoitz. That's Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. The Zaynus is not Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. Yayin is not Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. All the other possibilities don't cut it. The only Kiddush B'Mokum Suda, you make Kiddush and you wash and you make hamoitz. That's Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. That's what the Gaon held. Now, if we learn that the Kiddush is to reinforce what the Suda is, if we learn that tzad, so then the Goyin is certainly very good. We understand the Goyin is very, very, a very strong statement. It's not, if we're in hand saying that the kid, we have something, we do something, we make up a Suda or something, it's a Suda, it's a little Suda, but we do something special for Shabbos, that maybe is enough for the Kiddush B'Makom Suda. But if we look at it from the other standpoint, that the standpoint is that it's to tell us what the Suda is about, so Acharei Kichlois HaKoil, this little Mezoinus that we had, that's not the Suda Shabbos. So the Chayra, when we come home, according to the Grod, should come out. That's what the Goyin is saying. That's Shayach, when you may have Suda Shabbos, that's when you need the Kiddush to tell me, this is Shabbos. How are you going to be now? We hold the Maaseh that you're not Yotzi Suda Shabbos if you didn't mosh. So we have a dichotomy in the halacha, because we say Kiddush B'Makom Suda, I'm Yotzi with this Suda. But Suda Shabbos, I'm not Yotzi for Suda Shnei. Suda Shnei is, well, okay, we have more kulas. But Suda Shnei, I'm not Yotzi. So it's nothing, so I'm still up to Suda Shnei. So the Goyin says, forget about it, you can't do that. And especially on tzad number two, I mean tzad number one, tzad number one, that the Kiddush is to reinforce the Suda. Now, when Rashi, for example, said, Inami Svarhu Mediikwa Kiddush Alayayin, Kiddush Zachary Alayayin, Mestam Alayayin, Shabbosha Suda, Hukva, the Choshev. So which wine is Choshev? The wine that I drink when I have a piece of Mezainus, or the wine that I drink with the Suda? So good. So according to that rationale of Rashi, would also order come out that the Goyin's right. That the Goyin is right.
But did the Goyin feel that you could make Kiddush on some cake and still be okay?
No. The Goyin held it's not Kiddush. I don't know which way he held.
No, but I'm saying, could you eat on that basis? You wouldn't.
I don't know. I don't know which way the Goyin held.
He may have felt
that. I don't know. It happens that he fits very well with that tzad. I'm pointing out the Goyin Shita fits very well with that tzad, because that tzad is saying that the essence is to enhance the Suda. It's not the Kiddush, it's a Kiddush without it. You don't need it for the Kiddush, you need it for the Suda. So that fits very well with the tzad that Rav Moshe argued.
But wouldn't the Goyin say you could eat with the first Kiddush?
So according to Rav Moshe, would say in Ochanami, you could. Elamai, you weren't Yetzir Kiddush B'Makom Suda, you have to make Kiddush again. That's all. In other words, the Goyin, according, that may in fact be that could be a riot or a Moshe Shita. The Goyin. In other words, the Goyin, in fact, is obvious. The Goyin's point seems to be that the point of the Kiddush is to enhance the Suda Shabbos. Otherwise, what's the big problem? The other way. So that fits in very well with Rav Moshe.
I mean, guess like the Yayin, guess like the Kiddush enhances the uniqueness, it highlights the uniqueness of the Shabbos Suda, so too, anything that has a Motzi highlights the nature of the Shabbos Suda, right?
So that would suggest...
That's the same story as...
Yeah, it would suggest, the point is, when I have this real Suda Shabbos, I'm making a proclamation what that Suda is about.
Right, it can't be you use Kiddush to highlight the Suda, but the Suda itself is not
using. No, I'm saying, but to right. my point is, if the Kiddush is to underscore what the Suda is, then the Goyin is very, very clear cut in his argument that a Shadaf could be at the time you wash. Now, since if you're assuming that tzad fits in very well, that I can make Kiddush, even though it's Shalom B'Makom Suda. And it matters me b'achila, except I'd have to make Kiddush again. That would fit in very well with that line of reasoning. So in other words, the only machlekas would be according to the ones that argue with the Goyin, once you ate cake, you don't have to make Kiddush again from Kaim Suda. According to the Goyin, you have to make Kiddush again from Kaim Suda. But the Goyin's reasoning...
But it hasn't proved the first case. Maybe the Goyin felt that since Kiddush had the Suda required Kiddush, that you couldn't make Kiddush on Mizonos.
Maybe it could be so, and it could not be so. I mean, all I'm pointing out is, in other words, that tzad, the tzad which allows me to say such a thing would seem to be the tzad which the goyin hold from. I don't know exactly what the golden hold on all shayla, but the tzad that we're reinforcing the suda seems to be what the goyin holds. And that fits in with the tzad which allows me to come to the conclusion that I can have kiddush separately. There's not a chison in the kiddush. The kiddush is complete in its own right.
Does the Rara hold this like by any suda, even during the week, like, you know, to bang, or
well,
like, specifically with Shabbos?
This is a special dinner
of
suda. This is a dinner of kiddush from suda.
Because any other suda is mitzvah during the week, about mitzvah or something, then you just have wine at the end. You don't have anything in the beginning.
That's something else, whatever. So but
benching.
This is...
For benching, you have
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's something else. Because birchas... birchas
I mean, for a seam, you have a seam. You only have...
Yeah, birchas hamozen is ala chayist. That's... And we have this idea a little bit to lend chash, to hype the mitzvah we do by a pidyon aben, we make a bar priya gofen. Also to the Indian is to give the mitzvah a higher profile. Now, it could very well be that the fact could be many reasons for it, but it could very well be that Friday night that the minig is to be machmor like the grom. You don't see that we make kiddush on Friday night. Good, you can say people are tired, they want to get home, the wives are tired, but you know. Kula hai v'ula, it's still up, it's not enough of an explanation why you never see a kiddush Friday night. You know, but a few chevra will get together and make a little kiddush Friday night, you know, before a suda. It suggests itself that the minig is to be machmor like the good. That Friday night, when kiddush is deraisa, yeah, we don't, you know, we're not so meikel. You know, then we pull out that one machber, has to be together with a suda, it should be with a suda, a kiddush deraisa, a kiddush derabbanon, you know, which is a lesser form of kiddush. Anyhow, they were more liberal. That's what a little bit of what suggests itself.
Even on Friday night, also
kiddush with machber. Yeah, I'm just saying, we're talking the goyin, you see the meiser at the well. So, according to the gun, the only difference could be according to the gun that you'd have to go home and make kiddush again. That's all, even if you had mezainas.
Do we use that for Friday night? If someone's not feeling well, they could make kiddush and then eat or something. I don't know. Do you ever use that?
The what?
That Friday night kiddush matzah zachila? I mean, is that.
Yeah, listen, yeah, if you'd have to, you could use that too. Ainachanam. Ramosha held
it. If kids are hungry, I mean, and it's great chinuch, but if kids are hungry, could they eat.
So let them wash already too. What's the problem? Yeah. So this question, how we understand Kiddush Morokim Bukam Suda, exactly what its issue is a very important one lahalocha. It has very significant ramifications. Now the Shulchan Aruch gives us other ways how to be Yaitzi Kiddush Morokim Suda. The most well-known of those ways is the Chuyira Kezayis of Passover Kislev cake. That's certainly the halacha we hold with Yaitzi Kiddush Mukayim Suda with that.
Even on Friday night?
We're not noyig like that, but I don't think the Shulchan Aruch is not explicitly machalik. So Mestavra we would hold it mitzav mi'ikar adin yaitzi Friday night too. If you had nothing else, you certainly make kiddush and eat it.
Unless you're stuck on the road and you have nothing.
Yeah, but bottle of grape juice and a cheese danish.
So
that's it. Enochanam, you make kiddush and eat the cheese danish.
That wouldn't be big enough to make a motzah, even though that's your meal.
No, it's not big enough. So the elamai, this we have to be attentive to. You know, not everyone is careful to eat a kezayis of Passover b'kisna. You know, a lot of people just, they don't bother, they take a little nibble.
Oh, that's just, pasta will also be a problem, just eating pot. I'm just saying, if you have somebody who doesn't eat a kezayis of pasta, it's better that he shouldn't wash and make a motzi, or?
You can wash and make a motzi. If you don't eat a kezayis, well, you get yourself in a big mess. Because the problem is like this. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you need two kezayis to make the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Because until that time, the ochel is not mekabel tumah, until which is the whole reason for washing the netilas yadayim, until it has a kabeya. If it's less than a kabeya, it's not mekabel tumah. The Goyin held, there's a sheet that it holds that since we bench on a Kazayah, so the Umachayev, so Sud has its own parameters, and we'll make that the Umachayev to wash on a Kazayah too. The Vilna Goyin Paskin that on a Kazayah is a Chiyav Netilas Yadayim, Shulchan Aruch says it's only a Chumra, the Goyin Paskin is a Chiyav, and the Goyin Paskins that you have to make on Netilas Yadayim on that too, which the Shulchan Aruch didn't pass.
I mean, how about the fact that eating lots of during the meal, it's just
it's only the pas. The brichon detilas yadayim is only on pas. It's nothing to do with anything else that you eat.
So Ramesh Atzal said that he already lived in
when the world started, eating other things and bread became very downplayed. So he said a person that regularly eats only a kazayas should follow the goyin and make all the detilas yadayim on a kazayas too. Now, if they don't eat a kazayah, so you have two problems. Well, I should say really three problems. First of all, Suda Shabbos, Lichat Chila, needs a little bit more than, needs at least, I think, Kabeya Va'id, I think a little bit more than two that are Beya. And a kazayah, I think, is only Meshasat Chaki Yaitz, Suda Shabbos. Less than that is not Yaitz, Suda Shabbos, number one. Then he goes into a new problem. If you ate less than a kazayah, let's not even talk about, is that enough to exempt everything else from Brocha Rishayna? There's debate about that.
You can't make all the Tilas Yadayim.
It may not even exempt the other foods that you eat. I believe that I've seen Achrayim that held that if you eat less than the Kazayas, it doesn't help to not to make a Brocha on everything else. And then, Al Kulana is a Shalom. Now, what do you do at the end?
Benching?
With benching. Yeah. I ate a half the Kazayas of Lecha. And I ate a piece of chicken, so now what do? I can't bench because I didn't need a kazayas. So what should I do? So the chayra, the din seems to be that you'd have to make a bar in the foshas. The Avnei Nezer and the Chubas may disagree, but I think lahaloch it's this way. That you'd make a bar in the foshas.
And the person wasn't really yotzei.
And he wasn't Yaitz Suda Shabbos either.
So I'm saying this is 4 pounds. The Antilas Yadayim, Kedush Makom Suda, Brocha Rishon, and then bench for other foods and then benching.
Yes, yeah. So it's...
It's four problem.
Yes.
Cut big slices for your food.
Well, I'm saying that's why I cut big slices. But it should be more than a bay even.
Yes.
A slice.
Yeah.
What would that look like?
You know? Yeah.
It's a decent slice, of the cross to challah.
But challahs come in different sizes.
Not the huge challah, a regular large challah. Or an extra large, But it's a nice...
And what would which is the minimum shear, according to the Rav, is the kazayas in terms of matzah, what would that be, half a matzah?
Yeah. But the yevet.
The yevet would be half.
Yeah.
Minimum would be half a matzah.
Yeah. So...
A box
matzah? Yeah.
So this already... So this issue of being yotzi with pas kisnin, so a person has to be careful. What I would suggest is, if a person knows that he or his wife or his children intend not to eat a kazayas of pasabob kisnin, when they make kiddush, then you should be koveya. When you go home, you'll make kiddush again. If you were yotzi kiddush b'makom suda, you don't have to make kiddush again when you go home. But if you have reason to think that it's common that someone in your household is not yotze kiddush b'makom suda, so then when you're about to wash, you should make a bar priya gofen, and everyone's yotze with that.
Shouldn't one really do that anyway? Even if you were yotze, just mechashivas of the suda.
Just so I'm just saying, it's not the minhag of Klal Yisrael. The meaning of Klal Yisrael is that if you wait to Kiddush B'makom Suda, you don't make a new Kiddush when you go home.
Just the Gro would say it's Machmir, but if
you're a Gronik, ain't Ochanami. But if you're not from the Groniks, so it's not Makubal.
Even though it's just a Gofen.
Yes. No, Isser. Just do good. It's not the meaning of Klal Yisrael like that.
If a person serves wine during the Sudas, then what do you do about that bracha?
During the meal you make a bar priya gofen, the first cup of wine you drink.
Wouldn't it be wrong to make Kiddush before? Because you're supposed to make Hamotzi before Akaf, and if you really were Yotzei Kiddush already, you're not really making Kiddush again.
Listen, you have a tzad according to the Goyim, you weren't Yotzei, so you don't have to declare so much. So, that's possibility number two. So, then we have possibility number three. Possibility number three, and this is again controversial, it's controversial possibility number three. Shitas that say that if I drink a revius of yayin, I'm yotzei kiddush b'mokum suda. It's also a din of kiddush b'mokum suda.
Even if you're not making kiddush?
Yeah, even if I'm not the one that made kiddush.
That answer confuses me.
Again. What's your question again?
In other words, is the wrong saying that I heard Kiddush, let's say somebody made Kiddush before at a Mazonos, and then later on I want to be Yotza the Sheet of the Grah, so I can be Yotza by drinking
We're not talking according to the Grah. According to the Grah, the only thing you could do is eat lechem. Goodbye. There's nothing else to talk about. Not talking about. Talking about Lemoshel. I'll give you an example. You know, in my early years of marriage, so until I became here, I used to go to my mother-in-law for Pesach. Then when I came here, that's it. I had to stop making Pesach for myself. But till then, I went to my mother-in-law. Now, she does not normally make matzah milk cakes. It's not common that she, at least in those years, I doubt she does it now either. So, you know, with potato starch, but she doesn't make matzah milk cakes. Now, Pesach, at that time, it's not like today. Today we start daylight savings time in March. Then they start at the end of April. So, Wolfen on Pesach, Pesach would come out, was a very early Zman Kriyashma. So the davening was very early, because when my Shver davened, they made Zman Kriyashma. And so the Zman Kriyashma was very early then. So this davening was very early. So we used to come home from Shul, even after Musaf and Duchening and everything, and Yonta was still very early. So nobody was ready to start Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Yontif at that point. So we'd make Kiddush, and then whatever, we could learn for an hour, 2 hours, until we'd have Sudas Yontif. Now, I didn't want to wash. I wasn't in the mood to wash and to make a mitzi and to eat that, but it's a whole pile of matzah at that hour. So, Mamela, this was a very good shita. The shita that you drink a Revi'ez Yayin, and you ate the Kiddush Mokum Suda. So that's it. So I heard Kiddush, I drank a Revi'ez Yayin, and I probably had a coffee afterwards, and then everything was fine, you know. So I had no problem. I could eat or drink, and whatever, so the Shabbos, I'll worry about later. So this is a shita that many hold from. Rabbi Akiva Eiger was not a fan of the shita, disagreed with this shita, halacha. It's in the books. So if necessary, you know, one could be Yotzei with this sheet or two of Kiddush Mokum Suda.
The hotels use it, Erev Pesach Chachal is Piyavis, they make Kiddush with, it's Revius the Yotzei?
Yeah. Oh, we'll come to that
and
in a minute.
And then,
yeah.
And then they, when they serve the real big Kiddush, that was their Sushikis. They don't want to serve a whole meal later, right before, for the Pesach Seder, Friday night.
If you're not washing, so you're not yaitzi the second suda. So I don't know if it helped.
Right.
Oh, now the shaila is the following. The shaila is.
But the rabbi didn't do it for the second suda either.
I wasn't yaitzi the sudas yonder. Sudas yonder, but sudas yonder. We were ready to eat. We washed.
So the revius yayin is considered a suda.
Yeah, so for as far as kiddush b'mokum suda is concerned.
Would that include the amount he drank in yaitzi to the kiddush?
Oh, now we touched the central question. Yeah. The shaila is, how much do I actually have to drink? So the Chofetz Chaim says, well, you have to do two things. You have to have Kiddush and you have to have a Suda. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Kiddush, you have to have Molid Lugmov. The Kutz, how much is Molid Lugmov? Roy Revis. So to be Yaitze Kiddush, you have to have a Roy Revis. Okay. Now, after you have a Roy Revis, you want to have a Suda. A Suda is a Revis, so you have to drink a Revis. So according to the Chofetz Chaim, it comes out, you need 1.51 Revis to be Yaitze. Roy for Kiddush, and then you need another Revis for the Suda. The Aruch HaShulchan says no. A Suda is a Metzias, in effect. It doesn't need a L'shem. You don't need a L'shem. You know, I would put it this way. L'moshel, suppose you made Kiddush on Chalas. So I'm not sure for the din kiddush what it is to be yotze the din kiddush. How much do you have to eat of that? For the din kiddush, forget the din suda Shabbos. For the din kiddush, how much do you have to eat? So you'll tell me, listen, something I made a moitzi, so something I have to eat for kiddush, right? So you're going to tell me now, well, listen, at least one bite I had to have for kiddush. So now to be yotze suda Shabbos, I'm going to need a kabeya after that first bite. So the Aruch HaShulchan would say no. Suda Shabbos is a Metzias. You ate a Kabeya, that's Suda Shabbos. The L'shem, the Hinnani Muchan that you said before is not important. What Hinnani Muchan it was. It's a Metzias. You had the Shir Suda, that's it. This Hinnani Muchan, a different, a fourth Hinnani Muchan, it's a Nishkanaf Kamina. You know. So, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says that. Aruch HaShulchan says that you don't need two revias, I mean a revias and a half. You need one revias, achakol. That's all you need. You need to have one revias. Nothing more than that. That's all you need. One revias. So that's also, so that you certainly, if you have reason to, you certainly could be samech ad Aruch HaShulchan.
Is that what you do if you don't have chali, if you don't have
I'll leave it to you to be my ayin, but lo ra'iti, because I've never seen such a thing. Anyone that claimed that.
Sorry, what was the second eitz of the Shochana? The second mahal, the pass of the Kistin, and then the Rabbi's Yayin was the third, and what was the
middle one? That's it. Pass, three sheet, is pass above the Kistin.
Oh, pass itself. Okay.
Yes. Now, there's a whole Torah. The Shaila can be Yetzir, can you be Yetzir Kiddush Baruch Masuda with pasta? Can you Yetzir Kiddush Baruch Masuda with pasta?
With
pasta.
With pasta?
It's a Mizonis,
but it's not Tzuras
Alecha. It's a Mizonis that doesn't have
Tzuras
Alecha. Pasta. Yeah, well, neither because I have some macaroni, spaghetti. You eat the kiddush from Mokum Suda. Now you find that, for example, if somebody ate this tomorrow, it could be eat the kiddush from Mokum Suda. Now tomorrow have, but there's a funny din. There's a sheet that it holds. You could actually recite the Birchas Hamazon on tomorrow too. So maybe in that regard they have a chashivas for a Suda, but in tandem with the fact that the yaitz with yayin by itself, which is b'chal not shayach to have birchas hamazon, it doesn't look like it's totally in birchas hamazon. I mean, the ikar mile of tomorrow is that they saw it; they satiate a person. So it seemed to me years back that b'meila it ought to be that I'm yaitz kiddush b'mokum suda with pasta too. I mean, yayin you certainly can drink as much yayin as you want; you're not going to have a din of. You're not going to have a din of Birchas HaMozen. So it doesn't look like it's totally a din Birchas HaMozen. As long as it satiates a person, So the chayra pasta certainly satiates a person. So it seemed to me that one would be yotzi kiddush b'makom suda even with pasta too. Yeah.
Does this have anything to do with
the even according to the gra?
No, not dealing with the gra.
Does this have anything to do with Rav Lagus Tanoyim that we saw that some Tanoyim hold that you make Berachos Avos on the Shiva Miyim if you have a
No, I don't think it has to do with that. You're talking about Rabbi Gamliel or Shimon Ben Gamliel. Yeah, Rabbi Gamliel. No, I don't think it has to do with that. I don't believe it has to do with that.
No, I don't know why the Rav is saying that if you have enough.
There is a sheet that holds that idla halacha by tomorrow. There's a sheet that it holds in the Shulchan Aruch that by tomorrow you make the Birchas Hamazon.
That's not based on Rabbi Gamliel.
No, I don't have. We don't pass on Rabbi Gamliel. He's talking about Rabbi Gamliel holds and all the Shivas Aminim is a din of Birchas Hamazon. So Tosis has an anomaly according to this in our Pesachim that it should come out that once you made a Suda, you should never finish benching for your whole life. Because if you hold it, you got that Birchas Hamazon tuna kais, so you'll have a kais yayin. And after the kais yayin, you'll make a burpee a dolphin, and you'll be machoy Birchas Hamazon again. So you'll have a new kais. So once you wash the first time in your life, once you bench the first time in your life, you'll be busy eating and benching, you know, it'd be a sagoyim. This is, you know, Tosis raises this, but he has a yishuv to it, but it's.
That's the main people always give the cover to the bank with the cause to someone else.
So.
Is there any issue with the. With location changing, like Shinui Makom?
Oh, this is a whole other problem.
Or a delay. You know,
this now, yeah, when we talk about Kiddush B'Makom Suda, it means that one has to intend to have the Suda immediately. If I want to make Kiddush, and I intend to eat in an hour, even if I don't leave the place that I'm in, I'm not Yotzi Kiddush B'Makom Suda. I think though it should come out the other way, that if I intended to make it right away and I didn't leave, and then I ultimately washed even later, I would be Yotzi B'Diyamin. But if I intended Meikara not to wash right away, then it's not Kiddush B'Makom Suda altogether. So this is, and there are issues. There are issues even going from one place to the next in the same house with Kiddush B'Makom Suda. I mean, basically, you shouldn't be wandering around up and down the house. I mean, you should only go out of the place. The only real heter is that if you need something for the Suda, like if you have to wash for Hamaytzi, so I made Kiddush in the dining room, so I don't have a sink in the dining room, so I go to the kitchen to wash. So that's Tzarech HaSuda. But other than that...
Those who wash before
the Yekkes, yeah.
So they really have it. I mean, they do it, like Mamish, take off, Gula Tzvila, like they do it right away.
Yeah.
If a shul is making a kiddush, let's say downstairs, is there any reason why they'd be allowed to make the actual kiddush?
There is a sheet that holds that if they hadn't, they made kiddush up here and they intended to go downstairs, that you actually yaitzi. There were shuls.
Florida,
there are shuls right here in this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It still exists. And you have to understand, history is a very important thing. You know, we today live, Baruch Hashem, in a time of unusually educated people. When you turn the clock back 40, 50, 60 years back, there was very little education. Halavai, a person knew how to daven. And maybe he learned a little bit of Chumash in his life. But more than that, there was no reasonable expectation that people would know. And when people haven't learned in depth, it's very hard to be mechanech people, most people, to be mekabel new ideas of the halacha upon themselves. Now, they're used to certain menhagim, certain practices, that's what they do. New things don't get integrated well. A person that's into learning, so he always knows that I'm always learning new things. I finally got new things that I never knew before. But that's a mindset, it's an intellectual mindset. Numeila, you take the Rabbanim of 40, 50, 60 years ago, often had a problem that if they didn't make Kiddush in the shul, that the people would go down and they'd eat without Kiddush. So Mameila, the only control that they had is they instituted that when davening was over, they'd make Kiddush in shul and then they go down to the Kiddush.
Is that any worse than the Archim?
The Archim were probably in their own room already by that point in time. And they made the kiddush. Yeah, but a good, I say, there is a basis, there's Shadar Shita Sahrain and whatever, at least from the Ever, that holy Yaitse, and Mamela, weighing what their options were, they were the Rabbonim of 40, 50, 60 years back, decided that that was the best of the options that they had. You know, it's not a Chatchila Diga option, but, you know, the Ever, what they would have otherwise was even worse than the Ever. You know, and then, you know, Ramisan Alper, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, he had a line, he said, the Rav has to have four pockets inside a suit. He said, one in the pocket has all the psokim lechatchila, what he's supposed to do. He says, I need another pocket for all the Yevit psokim. A third pocket for the things that are shasat chak. It's a different realm of halacha. He says, and then finally he's a fourth pocket. If the first three don't work, he says he needs the ticket to go home. You know, so the Rabbanim, you know, the world is not infinitely pliable. Not in any age. The parameters change, but it's not infinitely pliable. So one has to make a judicious decision about exactly where to set the standard of the halacha. For the people that he has. And it's a very big and difficult achrayas. And one of the difficulties is because it's very hard to change it over time. Once it becomes fixed, 100 years from now, they'll still be doing it even if there's no reason to do it. I saw that they asked the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe asked the businessman, in fact, a Chassidish businessman who came from a Rabbanish family. So he says, which is it better to be, a Rebbe or a businessman? So the businessman said that it depends. To be a big businessman and a small Rebbe, it's better to be a businessman. He says, if you're a small businessman and a big Rebbe, it's better to be a Rebbe. So the Satmar said, I disagree with you. If you have a choice, he says, between being a big Rebbe and being a small businessman, it's still better to be a small businessman. Why? He said he felt a tremendous burden that in pre-war Hungary, there were standards that were set up for Doris before. So he had to live by the standards. It wasn't his job to create the standards. And when he came to the United States after the Second World War, so this is a new community with different issues, different situations, and he had no clear-cut messiah of what the standards are supposed to be. So he says, the realization, he says, that I have to make the standards, and 50, 100 years from now, those are still going to be the standards. He says, it's a tremendous achrayas, he says. I'd rather be a businessman than someone else had the achrayas.